For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi is now in New York attending the third ministerial-level talks on the Syrian issue on Friday. Earlier, China's foreign ministry spokesperson Hong Lei unveiled that the foreign minister would offer Chinese proposals focusing on a ceasefire, a political settlement, anti-terrorism efforts, and post-war reconstruction in Syria. On Thursday, Wang Yi has met with his Iranian counterpart Mohammad Javad Zarif, saying China is willing to play a constructive role in promoting a political settlement. Despite progress made in previous meetings, Wang Yi points out that much work still needs to be done concerning the integration of the opposition and identifying terrorists. Organizations. The Second World Internet Conference in Wujin has concluded with participants urging more coordinated governance of cyberspace to ensure the internet industry's healthy growth. Over 2,000 domestic and foreign attendees discussed internet governance and cyberspace cooperation. During the meeting, Chinese President Xi Jinping called for efforts to build a community of common destiny in cyberspace. He urged all countries to respect internet sovereignty, jointly safeguard cybersecurity, cooperate with an open mind, and improve internet governance by working together. The three-day event also witnessed the signing of a series of cooperation deals between Chinese and overseas tech companies. Taiwan's Election Commission has formally announced three pairs of candidates running for the island's 2016 leaders' election. Eric Chu and his running mate Wang Jushuan will represent the Kuomintang, which is the island's current ruling party. The other pairs are Tsai Ing-wen and her running mate from the opposition Democratic Progressive Party, as well as James Sung of the People's First Party and his running mate. The election campaign is due to start on Saturday and last until January 15th. In addition to the leadership election, Taiwan residents will also elect legislators. Both elections are scheduled for January 16th. Russian investigators say the memory card in the flight recorder of the downed Su-24 jet by Turkey is damaged. Nikolai Pimrak, head of the Russian investigation, says flight information appeared to be missing. This comes after Russia started decoding the warplane's flight recorder, with the first set of data due to come out on Monday. Russian Defense Ministry officials have opened the black box on Friday in Moscow in front of journalists and diplomats. Chinese and British experts have joined a panel investigating the airplane's downing. Turkey says it shot down the plane on November 24th near the Syrian border after it briefly violated its airspace. However, Russia insists the plane was in Syrian airspace. Regulators from the Chinese mainland and Hong Kong have announced their first mutual recognition funds. The China Securities Regulatory Commission approved three funds from Hong Kong. Four funds from the Chinese mainland were given the green light by Hong Kong Securities and Futures Commission. Mutual recognition of funds enables mainland asset management firms to sell their products to Hong Kong investors while giving their Hong Kong counterparts direct access to the mainland market. The approvals come 13 months after the launch of the Shanghai Hong Kong Stock Link. At least 34 people have reportedly been killed over the past 24 hours in the Syrian cities of Al-Raqqa and Aleppo by airstrikes believed to be Russian in origin. The airstrikes targeted areas controlled by the Islamic State group in Aleppo and Al-Raqqa, the de facto capital of the group calling itself the Islamic State. Tens of people are said to be wounded, some in critical condition. The report also suggests warplanes believed to be Russian carried out an airstrike on another IS town, Mukasen, this Tuesday, with some 12 people killed. Brazil's Supreme Court has ruled on Thursday that the process of impeaching President Dilma Rousseff will be continued. In the meantime, the Supreme Court has scrapped a commission set up to deal with the impeachment, marking a major setback for Brazil's opposition. The court also agreed that the government-controlled Senate should hold its own decisive vote on the impeachment by a simple majority. Proceedings started on December 2nd based on allegations that Ms. Rousseff broke the law in her management of last year's budget. The highly anticipated film Star Wars: The Force Awakens has been released in most parts of the world, boasting the biggest opening in film history. Hollywood Reporter says this latest installment is approaching a record Thursday night opening with some $55 million in ticket sales at the North American box office. The film is reportedly earning $14.1 million on Wednesday outside North America as it launched in its first 12 markets, beating all previous Star Wars films. Star Wars: The Force Awakens will be released in Chinese theaters on January 9th. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.